This genre is known as midrash. The word midrash means to search for, to examine. But in fact, what it is it's an examination of the biblical text, primarily the Torah, but other works as well. It's sort of a commentary, but not quite a commentary. Some of the books of Midrash indeed do address every scripture, but others use the Bible as a launching pad, as it were, for more thematic or topical discussions. And the scripture is very often a point of departure for a much more broader homiletical presentation. Oh, one example of dozens, of many, many dozens. If the Bible says that the priest should not enter the sanctuary after he has had wine, the Midrash will go into a long discussion about the dangers of alcoholism. And these are beautiful stories about what happens when a person is given to drink. So if we want, we can say that this is an enhancement of the Bible. But in fact, it is really an attempt at addressing modern issues of their time using the Bible as a vehicle. The Midrash, this type of Midrash, contains almost every type of popular literary genre that we know: fables, exemplar, parables, and much more. The second component, or if we want, the second genre, is of a legal nature. It doesn't follow the path of the Bible, but rather it is arranged according to topics. And the central legal text of Rabbinic Judaism is a book known as Mishnah. The word Mishnah in Hebrew means to repeat, to go through again. It has six sections that cover all aspects of Jewish religion and social behavior. And the topics of these six sections are: one is the laws of agriculture. The second section, the laws of Sabbath and festivals. The third, marriage laws, the laws of marriage, of divorce. The fourth section is what you and I would call civil law. And again, we mentioned this point in an earlier lecture. Judaism does not distinguish between the religious and the secular or the civil aspects of behavior. Everything comes under this umbrella. So that is a section of the Mishnah as well. The fifth section deals with the laws pertaining to the temple. And this is interesting. The Mishnah was produced when there was no longer a temple, when there had not been a temple for two centuries already. And nevertheless, the editor of the Mishnah could not discard this central component of biblical law from his book. The last component deals with issues of ritual purity. In antiquity, we have to realize that people were Jews were very particular about what they touched, what they ate, if they acquired impurity by coming in contact with a corpse or whatever, and these laws required a section of their own. The Mishnah was completed in the early 3rd century of the Common Era, and it became the basis for all subsequent rabbinic legislation. In particular, the Mishnah became the basis for two works that set out for the next 300 years to discuss the Mishnah. And here we must be very careful not to call these two works, their title, their names are the Talmud, and there are two Talmuds, as we will see in a minute, but to call them commentaries to the Mishnah would be very misleading. We should remember that by the 3rd, 4th, and 5th centuries, there were two major centers of Jewish life. One, still in the land of Judea. Another, east of the Euphrates River, in what Jews would call Babylonia. We would refer to it as Iraq today. And each of these centers had major rabbinic centers discussing the Talmud. And ultimately, one of these discussions, known as the Babylonian Talmud, would assume a preferred status. And it would become the widely used basis for legislation. And it's ironic, you would think that with Jewish attachment to the land of Israel, it would have gone the other way, but it didn't. And it didn't because the Jewish community in Palestine had dwindled. They produced a Talmud known as the Jerusalem Talmud, or the Palestinian Talmud, we refer to it sometimes, but it was studied far less. Whereas the Talmud would serve as a basis for Jewish law, it is anything but a law manual or a legal code. It is really the embodiment of 300 years of learning